Welcome to Clarity Flow to Cash podcast. I'm Karina Mikhalevich, your host today. My guest, Milan Rajkovic, experienced CPQ leader with over 15 years experience implementing CPQ solutions for enterprises across industries, VP of CPQ solutions at SAP. I think that using demand for higher productivity in enterprises is pushing the demand for CPQ software solutions. It would be great today with Milan to find an answer to the question, are CPQ solutions ready for the future? Milan, great to have you on the show. Before we start, I'll let you to introduce yourself.
Well, Karina, thanks for having me on the show. CPQ is always an interesting topic for discussion. Just a bit background on me. I actually was introduced into the CPQ tools 25 years ago as I was working as electrical engineer at Rockwell Automation and creating quotes on a daily basis. Then I actually was part of the company Webcam Inc. that created original SAP CPQ tool. And then through a couple of acquisitions, I actually became part of SAP. So CPQ is dear and close to my heart, and I'm really excited to have the discussion today.
Super interesting, and thank you for sharing about your previous experience. So let's move to our questions. Before we delve into the topic, let's talk about the impact of CPQ solutions on the productivity of Salesforce. In your opinion, how can CPQ improve the productivity of sales staff?
Absolutely. And CPQ has a massive impact onto the sales force with the boots on the ground. And many sales leaders are recognizing that. And that's why they're actually becoming extremely excited about CPQ. So the first and the most foremost impact the CPQ tool does is reduce the time to build the quotes. Right. So typically finding the right product and services, you might have to go to different places. And especially in today's world, where mergers and acquisition creates extremely complex catalog of product and services, it's really hard to be an expert on everything that you sell. So CPQ helps the salesperson find the right product based on the customer needs, and then being able to negotiate the prices, they're going to win the right deal. That's one. Number two is, how do we find out the best price, right? None of us have a magic ball to decide, okay, this product and services is at X amount of dollars or euros. So CPQ actually helps you negotiate and come up with a strategy for a really good price. And the third fold where CPQ significantly helped the salespeople is generation of customer-facing documents. Over the last years, many analysts spent time reading about how do we communicate our prices and services or product services to our customers. At a time where customers and buyers are giving us the most time and attention is when they receive the quote. And a lot of times we waste that opportunity that we actually have a lot of attention from customers by just providing a simple Excel file or bill material. Here's the product and services you want and price. Creating a content-rich document that not only shows, obviously, the price and commercials, terms and conditions, but also provide value. Why I should buy this product. Here is why we think it's good. This is success from the others. And if you don't buy it, this is the challenge you're going to have. And that create that well-taught, well-built, very content-rich product, customer-facing document takes time. And our friends in sales typically don't have time or patience for that. So when CPQ actually, based on product and services selected, create that package document, that significantly increase your conversion rate from quote to orders.
Interesting. And I definitely agree with you that CPQ solution helped us in this quite complex configuration and find the proper price and suggest a good price. What challenges do you currently see in quote management process? Let's discuss which business processes require updates from CPQ solutions.
Yeah, well, there's obviously CPQ traditionally when it was created 50, 60 years ago, first of CPQ tools on mainframe solution was really meant to validate that what the salespeople are putting on order is correct. And that I think that core functionality is still there, making sure that salespeople do not make a mistake, that partners are selecting the right product and purposes. But that significantly changed. Now we are all talking about bundling the products and services and subscriptions. We are all talking about time to market. Our friends in marketing are becoming very creative how we sell our products. So even on a daily basis, there are new bundles being produced, new pricing promotions being introduced. And it's really hard for salespeople to stay on top of that. And if you're an experienced salesperson who understands the product, services, the company, you can successfully juggle all these changes. But if you're a junior sales rep introducing the field of sales, it can be daunting to have that amount of change in what you're selling daily, right? And then on top of that, you add merger and acquisitions and reorganizations and territory alignments. So it becomes quite complex to be effective in selling. And all of those disruption that happens around us in the sales world creates the time that obviously sales reps are spending less and less time talking to the customers. And really selling happens in face-to-face and learning the needs, learning the problems that you're trying to solve, and then providing solutions for that problem. And the sales rep are struggling now to stay on top of that. So that's where CPQ is changing from not only that help you be correct all the time and removes the error, but also gives you time back. And I think that's a huge, that's a factor that a lot of companies do not oversee, that when you take a look at today's world, and CRM helped a lot with that, with how the time is being managed and what is being tracked and activities and so forth. But what physically give me time back is a CPQ. How can I easily go in there, guided selling, help me find the right product based on customer needs. I don't have to search. I don't have to call my colleagues. I don't have to go look at the reference files. I don't have to see the quote that I did 5 years ago. I can actually go in and be very confident that I'm going to find exactly what my customer needs, and I'll be able to create a quote and build it for them.
Right. For the sales force, it's important to do their main work, which is to sell. Yeah. And CPQ solutions come here to help our sales teams to spend their more time close to the customer and getting their requirements on what exact product and with which price they're required, instead of just typing quotes manually in CPQ system, for example. So here we're coming to our next question about the future of CPQ solution. In the rapidly changing IT environment, there are a lot of discussions about which CPQ solution functionality will be necessary for the coming years. In the nearest 3-5 years, what improvements in CPQ solutions do you see, and how they will be addressed to the business?
Yeah, that's very interesting questions. And I think most of our friends in CPQ product teams are trying to come up what is the next thing and where the trends are. What we're seeing, obviously, as one of the largest change in CPQ world, 10, 15 years ago, when we shifted from selling products to selling product and services, now everybody's selling product, services, and subscriptions, bundling those on the same quote and having a single tool to manage different pricing models on the same quote, the same bundle. I'm going to have finished good one-time price. I might have some subscriptions, and I'm going to have services. There may be usage, and how to be able to those multiple pricing models be bundled in there is a challenging. And then everybody's turning into the everything is a service, right? Nobody's selling hardware anymore. Nobody's selling software. Everything is service. So that's a huge challenge. And most of our customers are tasked with, okay, it's a great model. We want to go sell everything as a service, but then you need tools to support that. And selling everything as a service is not as simple as just building a catalog of product and services and having up the prices. There are a lot of rules and building sections behind it. So selling as a service is very, very challenging. Another thing that we're seeing is a huge, huge demand is obviously omnichannel was there. Rather than having one CPQ tool for direct sales, then different configuration tools for partners, and then yet another tool for end customers, there is a huge demand to actually have a single omnichannel that your configuration rules and prices are managing and supporting those different users, right? Self-service is huge. Everybody talks about it. Nobody likes talking to salespeople anymore, right? So companies are trying to be very creative how to enable the self-servicing, right? How I can enable my potential buyer to go on my website and learn about my products and services and even potentially request a quote, right? So without talking to the sales rep, I don't want anybody to call me back. I don't need follow-up. I'm working on my project, and I want to learn if your product and services can fit in my requirements. That's where self-service comes extremely important. But if you're looking at today's company, it's really not sustainable to have multiple tools managed for multiple. You have one set of products and catalogs and services. So really that set of product and configurations need to be serving all these different channels. Huge demand that you also notice in the space is for visualization. Right. Everybody started a few years ago talking, well, it has to be slick. Everybody wants Amazon-like shopping carts. Everybody wants to be able to have quick quotes and generation. But now we're actually hearing a lot of customers, their visualization and AR is becoming important. In past, visualization and AR were expensive. it was really hard to come up with high profile cameras and build these configurations. But with the speed of internet and bandwidth that we have available to us and technology that every phone has a high resolution camera, virtual reality becomes reality. And a lot of our customers now, where we used to say, when we used to scope the project, they would say, well, you know what, visualization is nice to have. We would like to have it in phase 1D. Now it becomes front and center because they feel that differentiating and how easy it is to configure the product, using those visualization tools, does make a lot of impact and make the customers obviously swing one way or another. And then obviously there's a lot of complexity. We are seeing that although the everybody's trying to streamline the process and make it simple and faster, reality is of very diverse product catalogs and services that we have at different pricing models, it becomes increasingly complex to sell, right? And that actually being pushed into the hands of a sales rep, and then that's being pushed in customers, right? So customers are really bombarded with a lot of noise. Because for a very simple request for my project, I might get 15 different quotes, and 15 different companies will approach a project differently and give me whole different values. So it's pretty hard to make this decision, right? So CPQ is, we're seeing a lot of trends going to that, how to simply address what the problem is and not really worry about what's behind the product scene, but help the buyer understand that, hey, I'm getting the real value at right price and confidence that this will be delivered. And this is what CPQ actually can help out with producing those value propositions.
Yeah, right. So many interesting points you raised here. So valuable points for the future of CPQ. Coming to the question about sustainable development, what opportunities can CPQ solutions provide to enterprises for sustainable development?
Yeah, it's a great question. That sustainability becomes a very hot topic. And a lot of companies, particularly traditional companies, are struggling to jump that bandwagon. Everybody hears about sustainability and wanting to be green and environmental friendly. The challenge is how to get there, right? And once the company figure out what is the strategy to be a sustainable company and how to help our environment, the challenge becomes how to implement those desires and visions. And CPQ really fits well there, where to guide the selling positions and business rules that are being built in a system, you actually can guide sales reps and buyers into options that are more sustainable, they're more green, they're more environmental friendly. And not only that, you can also have pricing strategies built in a system that business will support that. So not only now that we'll talk about the vision for reliability and sustainability, we actually now have tools in place in hands of the sales rep that as we make this choice to offer products and services, we're actually selecting the right choices and also enabling the algorithms to replace the products, right? So you can say, hey, what you really need is A, B, and C, but just look, A, B, and D is just as good, but you are saving energy. It's energy efficient engine, or the options is going to cost less harm to environment. So CPQ does really position well companies to get that bridge.
Great. The same as, for example, for business is important sustainability right now, for IT development is important right now to implement AI tools and RPA. We currently see a lot of high demand for the AI tools and RPA solutions. How can AI tools embedded into CPQ solutions empower sales representative decision-making abilities? What do you think?
Yeah, AI is also another very hot topic. AI is a very sexy term. Everybody wants to use AI. Everybody wants to say we take advantage of AI and machine learning and RPAs. Reality is not many companies were able to figure it out, right? And the main reason that prevents companies from using properly AI is the clean data, right? Because every time you want to implement AI tools, you come with the historical data, with market trends, with signals that you want to impact your selection of product and prices, but it's not as clean as we would like. And then obviously AI, if it's based on the wrong data, is going to produce wrong recommendations. But I think companies are finally starting to figure this out. When we look back 6-7 years ago, when most of the customers started asking about AI, they asked for very two simple things in CPQ. They said, hey, I would like to make sure that AI help my sales rep comes up with the best price. Yeah, we can put in CPQ, you can discount 0 to 10% of service, but how do we know that customer is going to buy at 8% discount? versus a 4% discount. So how can AI can shorten the sales cycle? Because not only that I'm creating the right price, I can justify to my buyer and say, look, this is not the sales rep feeling that he likes you or she likes you and they're giving you 8% discount. This is all intelligence and science behind that. And that actually significantly shortens the sales cycle. The second thing is how do AI can help me actually increase the size of my order? So obviously everybody likes the customer bought this, will like to buy that, but AI will actually help you in configuration is extremely important. So that means I'm configuring the service and that's where it's easy to upsell and cross-sell, but upsell and cross-sell has to be based on how capable the salesperson is. So if that salesperson is struggling to think about what else I can upsell and cross-sell, AI comes extremely important. It says, okay, for this situation, for this type of market, for this type of customer in this country, you should recommend these additional options. And that's where AI really makes significant impact because you're not increasing your sales force. You're not investing heavily in training them and coaching them. You're providing them training and coaching on the time when they need it. This is while they're building a quote. So now with AI-powered CPQ, the sales rep not only to come up with a better price, it's going to go through shorter sales cycle, but also will increase the size of the order. So that's where AI becomes extremely, extremely powerful.
I agree. Artificial intelligence and RPA are changing how we work with solution, making our work faster, reducing the number of errors, and providing the ability to receive and process data 24/7. As we come to the end of our podcast, is there anything you would like to address to our audience?
Yeah, absolutely. What you're also seeing in the trends with the CPQ are twofold. They're really interesting. Is number one, obviously, with the CRM being part of our lives for the last 15 years, everybody's seeing CPQ being extension of the CRM. The sales process starts in there. What we're seeing nowadays, most enterprise level customers are not looking at just single extension of CRM. They're really looking at entire end-to-end process. So it becomes important that CPQ is not a standalone tool. Not something that I have to maintain and own, has to really flow from end to end. That's huge. And the other thing is that we're seeing that's really interesting is CPQ always was a sales tool, but now this is a sales tool that's being not only owned, but managed by salespeople and business folks. So we're seeing significant shift where IT needs to enable the tools, integrate stuff, but day-to-day management of this very complex processes and changes are being now put in hands of business folks. So that's a pretty interesting concept and empowering. A lot of people were scared about that because, hey, if you empower business folks, you're going to make changes all the day. They're going to make mistakes all day, but it's fine. As long as the time to market is being significantly shrink, and now you're actually in the hands of yours. So it's a pretty interesting concept. And obviously CPQ is becoming not only solving the problem of the complex products and services, CPQ becomes a problem solving your sales problems entirely end to end and helping your opportunities.
Right. Milan, I would like to thank you for being with us today. As always, we are just one click away. Please contact us at Clarity Show. Thank you for listening and see you in the next episode. And don't forget to subscribe just to make sure you don't miss them. Thank you.
Thank you.